880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, thank you so much, Wanda. And we are joined again today for our Tech Day with Andre Ciani. Andre Ciani is here. He's our special guest. We've also got from Deep Blocks, Olivia Ramos. And why don't you introduce our other guest, Andreas? Well, while we try to get Andreas on the phone with us, I just want to remind everybody this is our Tech Day. We've got Olivia Ramos. She's an entrepreneur and founder and CEO of Deep Blocks. It's an artificial intelligence platform consolidating all of the tools and processes needed to analyze any real estate project. She's one smart lady, too. We got Andreas on the line. Andreas, are you there?
Hey, Jim. Little technical difficulties on Tech Day. What can we do?
That's right. A little bit of a technical problem, but that's okay. So why don't you introduce your guest? I know he's a digital forensic professor.
That's right. Top 10 computer forensics professor and founder and CEO of Code Detective, Dr. Darren Hayes, is the go-to expert for cybercrime at Pace University. He runs the crime school there, so to speak. He's worked with the New York Police Department, the FBI, the Department of Homeland. Couldn't be happier to have him on the show to talk cyber security, cyber awareness. You know, with Olivia tagging in the AI and even share a bit about my recent experience in my hat.
I think we should start with your recent experience because it talks about why we're doing this. You're one of the smartest, most technically savvy guys I know. What happened to you?
Well, thanks for that, Jim. And you know, it's vigilance and preventing being hacked or preparing for being hacked is a better way to say it. We have protocols and processes, but in my case specifically, you know, I've got a family, I've got kids. There are vulnerabilities you don't think of. You know, for instance, your mobile device. Did you know that with an SS7 global protocol, a hacker that knows a little or knows enough can come in and monitor your phone, your calls, your emails, your texts? That through jail your kids, if they jailbreak their phones to watch a bootleg video, now you share devices, now all of a sudden that can come across right onto your business phone.
Yeah, so I use Signal, doctor. I use Signal, Dr. Hayes. Is that going to help me out?
Hi, how are you? Good to be on the show. Thanks so much for inviting me. Thank you, Andreas, for setting this up. So Signal is a good encrypted mobile app, but there are many mobile apps out there that really expose us to many different types of dangers. I mean, a lot of the work that we do is we actually look at these mobile applications and we look to see how much information is encrypted and what's not encrypted. And you'd be surprised by the number of large corporations that put out these mobile apps with very poor security. And it's very easy to profile people through many of these mobile apps. We've been actually doing a lot of work on dating apps, for example, and connecting with different people. We can get access to their Instagram profile, their Facebook information, and it's very easy to get this information, even if your Facebook profile is locked down.
So let me ask you this, Doctor. Many people I know have a unique password now for everything. They walk around with these books they sell at Office Max. Does having a unique password for everything help?
It does. It can help. Yeah, the problem is that so many people out there, they use the same kind of passwords for their personal accounts, like social media accounts that they're using at the workplace. There's a lot of tools out there that can easily brute force passwords. One of the biggest and most important ways that people can gain access to your password information is they just simply mine through these data dumps. So LinkedIn, eHarmony, Friend Finder, Ashley Madison, they've all put out data dumps out there with people's login and password. And there's a chance that a lot of people out there can go through those data dumps and try the exact same password and can gain access to your information that way.
Wow. Andreas, what happened to you?
Yeah. Well, it's still under investigation, the exact cause. There are three different vulnerabilities or ways in which the attack was perpetrated. However, more importantly, the protocols in place stopped it from going too far in the sense of shutting down our systems, having a redundant backup, having two-factor authentication, or, you know, different firewalls around different areas. So for us, for me personally, it was my personal databases, my personal home network that came under attack, my personal phone, which connects to my business and then connects to the business computers. Luckily, as I said, all things were firewalled off, but it really shone a light on how even someone like me who's conscious every day about security, about setting things up correctly through our business, through my partners, through our team, that something as little as, again, having a son in the house who jailbroke his phone to watch a bootleg video, or installing some wireless cameras that candidly don't have any security within them onto your network that is now connected. It's shown a whole new light, and that light's been shown across the commercial real estate industry. I mean, you've heard it. You've got prop tech coming online, sensors and things being installed on the networks with no thought to how they're going to be secured against entry across into office data. You know,
all the video monitors. The video monitors, the nanny cams, all that stuff they're pulling off now to say that they're solving crimes can be used to spy on you individually as well if it's hijacked. You know, what do you think about this, Olivia? You're the queen of robots.
Well, I actually had a question for Dr. Hayes. Do you think that is the way that the apps are built, that maybe companies are building their own payment systems rather than using more robust back-end payment systems like Chargebee, what is exactly happening that the information is getting hacked into? Because I can imagine we have a choice. We're creating an app right now out of our software, and we have a choice whether to use more robust systems that are already working with a bunch of companies that's what they focus on, or to build it from scratch ourselves. So what do you think, does that have to do with the safety of the information?
Sure, I think that traditional IT security professionals who are really good at what they do, they focus so much on website security and they don't have the capability to develop a mobile application maybe in-house. And so they'll outsource that to a young college graduate who are hard to find, you know, a developer to develop an app for iPhone or Android. And that developer is mostly interested in functionality and thinks very little about security. So we use a lot of different forensics tools to look at these apps and see exactly how secure they are. And many of them are just pretty appalling in, you know, the amount of information that's available in clear text. So when people see, oh, this app is encrypted, uses encryption, the encryption may just be on their server side, or the company side, but the information can be intercepted while during transmission, or if you get that person's phone, it's stored unencrypted on their device. So if something's encrypted, it doesn't mean it's encrypted all the way through.
Wow, how absolutely scary. Hey, Andres, go ahead, man.
To Dr. Hayes' point, you know, you've got snooping on open Wi-Fi networks. When he said unencrypted, if you're at Starbucks and you log into a Starbucks Wi-Fi that's free with no password, there's nothing that proves to you that's really their Wi-Fi. That could be a nefarious character sitting in a van, you know, tracking and listening to all of the traffic coming through. And that's where I think Darren will agree, you know, VPNs and other steps you can take to protect yourself.
Is VPN effective enough, or do I have to go another step, Doctor?
VPN is, it can be very effective.
Let's define what VPN is, Doctor.
Sure. It's a virtual private network, and what this means is that it's an extra layer of security when you're accessing your work network, say from your home or from when you're traveling abroad. And so you're actually tunneling through a secure link, I guess, to your workplace. But one thing that you just mentioned there, Andreas, made me think about an experiment that we ran where we were able to, you know, basically connect a phone through its USB charge and be able to reverse shell into that Android phone. And basically what that means is if we set up a charging station like you see at the airport, just plugging in your USB device The user would get no message if they want to connect or anything like that, but we would be able to access everything on their phone and have remote access thereafter to their camera, their microphone, everything they do on that phone. So charging stations I would never use at an airport or a public space.
Oh, I learned that lesson. I read about that. Hey, listen, doctor, can you stick with us? Andres, can you hang out? I got Olivia. The door's locked, so she's not leaving. Can everybody stick around for a little more show?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, this is terrific. I want to thank Dave, who's filling in tonight for Wanda. Wanda, you better be having a good time. She's listening. She'll give me the critique probably at 7:05. So stick with us. We're having a great show. Great information that can keep you safe. What better reason to listen more?
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
All right, Dave, thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Dave is learning the rhythm of the song. Really appreciate it. Rhythm of the show. Wanda, love you, miss you. Everybody at Warren Henry, just love you. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in Key West, Jeep and all kinds of other great name brands. What do they all have in common? They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary. Oh, did it again. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, and, of course, their best value guarantee, and my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. They'll pick up your car. They'll exchange it for you for 3 days after you buy it. They're the best. Join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Football is back. It is back tonight. Green Bay Packers and the Bears. Just like a bear. I'll be in my cave.
On 880, The Biz.
That's right. I'm going to be in Mike Man Cave tonight watching the start of the NFL season as well. High five to Wanda for picking out such great music. And Dave, thank you so much for weaving it in together. Hey, everybody, if you need some real estate financing, give me a call. 305-773-6300 gets you to me, Jim Fried. What do? I help you solve your problems. Usually it only takes one call. What do? All day long. Jim, I got this finance problem. Jim, I need to sell this land. Jim, I need this partnership put back together. Jim, I need you to help me out. That's right. And I act as their fiduciary, and I get it done for them. Big families in town and families you've never heard of from out of town. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Wanda showed her hand. She's listening on Facebook. So, Wanda, thank you for the great music. Dave is doing everything terrific for us. We're here with my good friend, Olivia Ramos. She's the founder of Deep Blocks. They're the artificial intelligence firm for real estate here in town. And we're joined by Andres Seni. Hey, Andres, I got it right.
I'm loving it.
Okay, and introduce our guest, Andres. Go ahead.
And Professor Darren Hayes here to talk about cybersecurity and raise cyber awareness.
Yes, he's tremendous. Yeah. He's a top 10 forensic scientist in the cybersecurity space. And you consult with the New York Police Department, don't you, Doctor?
Yeah, I've worked with a lot of different agencies, worked on a number of different civil and criminal cases. So, yes, I enjoy supporting law enforcement, trying to catch the hackers and the bad guys.
Let's talk about the guys in Eastern Europe in their underwear for just a second. So, you know, to me, cybersecurity has always been about putting up doors and then breaking down the doors. And you just need to put up new doors, bigger doors, different doors. That's all you can really do. You really can't stop them if they want to get in. Is that true?
That is true. I mean, even people in security, they do get hacked. It's a question of what you do to mitigate the risk and reduce your losses and, you know, basically stay vigilant. You know, there's certain warning signs that we can look at, like your computer is running slow or your phone battery is dying pretty fast. And so these are kind of telltale signs that maybe you've been hacked.
So, when I see that they want to speed up my computer, they may just be right. Or what about these? Oh, that's what I want to ask. What about the people that they get the stuff and it says, oop, your computer's locked unless you send me $500 in Bitcoin or whatever. How do you stop that from happening?
Sure. So that's known as scareware, where you get a banner and it says you've been infected and click here. We'll do a scan on your computer and then they say, you know, we can help you get rid of this malware in your computer. Or sometimes it's just ransomware where they'll lock your phone. It's important to understand that many of these are just malware scams as well, so that you can actually go on the internet and you can actually see how to unlock your phone. Sometimes it's just a question of rebooting your phone. You know, there's scams like, you know, the FBI has just caught you looking at pictures and videos that you shouldn't be looking at, and we've taken your picture, and it will take a photograph, but it's really kind of a ransomware. It says pay $100 and we'll unlock your phone. That can be easily dealt with. There's also a website out there called No More Ransomware, which is a collaboration with Europol and the U.S. authorities, like the Secret Service. And basically, you can look up different types of ransomware, and you can see if they have a solution. And there's many, many solutions out there for different types of ransomware.
You're giving out all your secrets, Doctor. My goodness. So, Andreas, tell us a little bit about what your personal experience was when somebody somehow infected your entire integrated system. What happened to you next, other than losing your mind?
Well, the dark ages happened. So I went completely offline. And case in point for me, it was a big part of it became unauthorized access to my iCloud, to my cloud, my devices, which came down and synced across other devices. And I think this is a problem or a risk for many people. Case in point, my iCloud email was my name. Very easy to find. People knew it. Using other sources or a brute force attack, they could have gotten access to the password and then systematically started to remove my access, which is the big scare. You've got MLSs all over the country under these ransomware attacks. Look, you've even got Capital One and others, where it's not so much the security, it's not Siri collaborative security procedure the way my company uses Amazon. It was the fact that I had a personal email linked to my iCloud from 15 years ago that was something that they could have approached, may have approached. Again, there were three different ways. We're unclear on the final outcome. But all of these started to come to light. All of these were things that, you know, were otherwise missed. And how do we? What was our procedure? What were we doing? As far as what we did, we went offline completely. We took the computers, the online networks offline. We checked and monitored traffic, and we replaced certain devices that would forever be vulnerable.
So
and then we restored from backups.
Yeah. So that's why I couldn't get you for a week. Olivia has a really good question, Doctor.
Dr. Hayes. I must have like 50 apps on my phone. Is there some kind of technology that can scan apps to see if it was built correctly, if it has any danger, and so that I don't use apps that can potentially lose my information?
You could never know that she worked for DARPA, would you, Doctor?
Well, it's actually challenging because, you know, when we look at an app, we sometimes even spend months looking at the same apps because It's difficult to answer because when we look at an app, that app may actually connect with well over 100 different servers across the world. So your information is being shared with not just the app provider, but many servers across the world. So there's that aspect, but also whether your information associated with that app is being stored in plain text or it's being stored in an encrypted format. So, I mean, we've even looked in the past, I haven't checked it recently, but we've looked at Gmail. And we've seen username and login in plain text. And, you know, it kind of shocked us that a company that big would allow for something like that to happen. There are some tools out there that, like Fortify and some other ones, that do some app testing. There are definitely mobile app scan companies out there that provide that kind of service. But, you know, you also have to do your own due diligence, and you have to know as well where is that information being stored. And that's another problem, because your personal information could be stored on a server, you know, in a country where you don't want that information stored.
So is there a way, is there an application that tells you how many servers your information goes through in a particular app?
Ooh.
I'm looking for business opportunities, obviously.
Sure. There are some apps that do some of that scanning, but you know, basically you may connect to different servers at different times of the day. And so that's why our testing, you know, goes for weeks and weeks, is that we keep seeing different connections and different connections. So there was a group in France called Eurecom, and they did an analysis of, I think it was like 200 apps that connected to well over 2,000 servers across the world, and many of those servers were known servers that held malware also. Mm. And so it does take a long time to check these mobile applications, but many companies, you know, will just look to see, do a cursory look to see if there's encryption, and if it says it's encrypted, they might not do the full testing that they should for their organization. But a lot of these, it's not just, you know, apps that you think might not be trusted. There are mobile applications out there that we should all think we can trust, but that we can't trust, and they have different permissions. So you have to look at the permissions associated with these as well. There was a very popular app for the Android phone called the Brightest Flashlight, but you gave access to your camera and your microphone and many other things. It could actually have the potential to manipulate files on your computer. So we've got to think about those kinds of things as well.
Wow, that's just absolutely ridiculous, that stuff. Now, go ahead, Andres, go ahead.
Giving access, Jim, not to jump in. That's a big point, giving access. And correct me if I'm wrong, Darren, most of these hacks, or a lot of hacks today, are there because the user is giving access. They're bypassing their own security and clicking on something and installing something, less on the iPhone, but on the Droid, for instance, you can have a text message, a link, that can automatically install an app on your phone when you click it. What do you think about, what's your thoughts there on that type of security or people's lack of awareness simply on their mobiles?
Absolutely. And any app that I download that asks for access to my contacts, I don't allow. Because it's easy for an app developer to run a script and then pull down all of the contacts from your phone. And unfortunately, there are many users out there who store login and password information in their contacts. So it's very easy to get information from that. And also, people forget about all the third parties that all of these companies are using. So there's companies like Crashlytics, Localytics. If I told you about all of these different type, Taplytics, there's a company out there, UXCam, that actually records it has a video capability to record all your finger gestures when you're using an app. We don't think about these types of companies that are collecting millions of pieces of data about us when we're using an app.
Yeah. Isn't there a unique profile on all of us that's just driven by our cell phone utilization? I'll even go one step further. Isn't it true that the cell phone itself is more unique than a fingerprint today? Hold on to that because we've got a break. We'll be right back. Doctor, can you stick with us? Hello?
We're here.
Okay, stick with us. We've got another break, and I want to talk about the uniqueness of my phone like a fingerprint when we get back. Let's rock and roll.
She's into new sensations, new kicks in the candlelight. She's got new addictions for every day and night. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live a crazy life, but she'll take away.
All right, Dave is getting the vibe. Wanda, you picked some great music. I love you, girlfriend. Dave, you're playing it just the right way. I want to thank everybody for listening today to our tech show. We're talking about cybersecurity, something that impacts us all every day. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They've got Audi. Down in Key West, Jeep, and all the rest of the great nameplates down there. They all are exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my wife, and my beautiful mom. That's right, my beautiful mom. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Let's live the life.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful. You're smart. You are awesome. And you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting. Be strong. Be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
This report is sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Good afternoon. We are seeing some slowdowns right now in Miami-Dade along I-95 northbound. A crash at Northwest 79th Street is blocking two right lanes and causing stopping of traffic back from the 112. Moving over to Broward County, we are accident-free, but I-95 southbound before Copens Road, we have a disabled vehicle that's blocking the right lane, causing some stopping of traffic on the approach. I'm Deja Bickham with your South Florida traffic.
Some real estate. Hey, everybody needs some real estate financing? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you'd like to pull some cash out. That's the magic word. Cash out of your real estate. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right, because if you call me at 305-773-6300, when you call me,
it's all about you and the home.
880. The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Wow, Wanda, I want to thank you so much for setting up the show. I know you have the day off, but it must have worked a day and a half setting up the show. I want to thank Dave so much for making the show sound good today. We're here with my good friend, Olivia Ramos. She's the founder of Deep Locks, one of the firms in town I get my real estate information from. And we've also got Andres Seni, I got it right twice in a row, on the show. Andres, introduce our guest.
So once again, we're joined with Professor Darren Hayes, foremost forensic professor, computer cyber professor at Page University, my friend and colleague, so to speak, in my recent hack where my iCloud was compromised and my devices were compromised in multiple ways. While my Siri collaborative platform stood tall, it still wreaked havoc on my personal life, so I couldn't be happier to have Karen here so we can talk about awareness, raise awareness, and you know, learn from one another.
So, Doctor, we left off how I was saying each cell phone's unique. What does that do for our cybersecurity issues?
Well, it means that people, a lot of different companies, thousands and thousands of companies, know exactly who you are just by the settings on your phone. So there is, if anybody's interested, there is a website. It's a project by the Electronic Frontier Foundation called Panopticlick. And basically what that does is it shows how unique your browser is in the world. So there's something called browser fingerprinting so that when you visit any website, people know exactly who you are. The same applies to cell phones, because if you're using an iPhone, for example, companies identify you with an advertising ID. So there are certain things that you can do to kind of mitigate some of your risks. So you can actually stop some of that tracking based on your advertising ID. But you just got to burrow down, you know, under the settings and actually disable a lot of this functionality first.
Wow, that sounds like a whole lot of work. I bet they do it on purpose that way.
I think so.
Now, Andres talks about his whole cloud got disrupted. I don't use the cloud. I don't use that keychain thing. Everything I do is on a double backed up hard drive. I got two hard drives. I back everything up a couple times a month. Is that a better way than to do it in a secure cloud, which really isn't secure?
It is.
On that note, it's a hybrid world, right? So that having the cloud plus the redundant backup of those hard drives was what saved me. Having one or the other, in my opinion, and correct me if I'm wrong here, that's a vulnerability in and of itself. You want those redundancies. So, Jim, you almost got flooded out. What happened if you got flooded? Well, you're high up. But those double hard drives, if they were underwater, what would you do then?
I got them protected with me in my run bag. Okay. That's what I have. Before we go any further, I want to thank Madeline Garcia. Madeline Garcia helps Vivian with all of her health stuff. Madeline, I know, is watching on Facebook. Madeline, I know Vivian loves you so much. I want to thank you so much for helping us out. God bless you. We're back now to cybersecurity. How to give a shout out. Some people, they got to get the shout out. I keep my stuff on the... Oh, I'm going to tell you what the problem is, Andreas. The hard drive fails, not for anything else except that it's old. Took me $1,000 to plumb that hard drive and get just about everything out. Notice I said just about everything. So is there really a real secure cloud solution, Doctor, that we can rely on so I don't have to worry about these stupid hard drives?
I think really it's not just a question of using cloud drives or hard drives. You just got to think about how you're going to encrypt that information. But also, it's just, you know, people send us links all the time and we say, don't click on a link, but we all click on links. We've just got to take precautions. You know, the bad guys know that Windows, for example, is automatically updated. So they now figure that people, when they're asked to update their Java or update to the latest version of Adobe, so many people click, you know, remind me later. That's the way that they get in. So we've really just software patches are really, really key in terms of protecting yourself and making sure that you have the latest versions of the operating system on your computers as well as your mobile devices, because, yeah, we don't want to really spend the next hour updating our phone to the latest version of iOS, but it really does protect you, because every time they see a vulnerability, they're going to push out an update.
Now, what happens... You know, I'm going to just show how old I am. So you used to have to buy every year Norton antivirus. You used to have to update it. You used to mess up your computer. Nothing would work. It doesn't seem like that's what's going on anymore. What changed?
What changed is that people are more sophisticated. And the fact of the matter is that we have what are called zero-day exploits, which means that everybody hears about them on the same day. And so there's no patch available. There will be no patch available from McAfee or Norton for maybe another week or two. And so everybody who's going to be infected can get infected. And, you know, come to think of it, you know, a lot of people don't realize that there are computers being infected from viruses that came out 5 or 10 years ago. So you've really just got to be vigilant and think about, I mean, the... you got to think about things that you should never click on. So an SMS message with the link is the one thing that you should never click on, like with a FedEx package update or something like that, because then your entire phone will be compromised in that case.
Now, is there a way to check to see if your phone has been compromised?
There, you can look at running processes on your phone. There, like for an iPhone, for example, there's something called a PID, and you can go through, it's pretty time-consuming, but look at all the different processes that are running.
Oh my God.
But just sometimes just thinking about, you know, my phone is, you know, the battery isn't as good as it used to be. Maybe there is something wrong here. But just updating your version of the operating system can be a big benefit, and, you know, that's really, really important to do.
So what's the first thing to do Go ahead.
Sorry, Jim, on that. Without going into the CID part, but part of one of the things that triggered my attention was my cellular data usage went through the roof.
Say what? Your cellular what?
Data. Something was using my cellular data. So normally, you know, X amount of data is being used to check your email when you're not on Wi-Fi. But in this instance, the technology was pushing my data, was filming my screen, and that data was being sent out over my Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I think I've been hacked. I had to upgrade my data amount, and I got to have this checked. I'm going to do it. You're 100% right. My phone's running slow, and I ran high on my data last month. Oh, you're giving me all the signals here. I'm so scared now.
No, you raise a very good point, Andreas, and that's how, like, some of the more sophisticated attackers, you know, we see them logging on, you know, from local time in Asia, for example, and we know that your employees should not be logged in and doing work, you know, at 4 a.m. in the morning. You know, it doesn't make sense. So these are the kind of telltale signs that we look for if we're looking for, you know, they're mainly going to be foreign hackers, although there are many U.S. hackers.
I have a question for Dr. Hayes. What you're talking about, the hackers themselves, who are these people? Can you tell us more about how do you become a hacker? Like, what?
Are you looking for a day job?
No, I'm just wondering. I think it's fascinating.
Sure, absolutely. Well, there are a lot of, it's important to also remember that there's a lot of ethical hackers or white hat hackers, and they get their name, I don't know whether you know, from the old Westerns, where the black and white, they used to have the bad guys wear the black hats and the good guys wear the white hats. And so basically, there are many ways that you can learn. There are script kiddies out there, which basically take code from other people, and they will do their own mischief with other people's code. There are sites that you can go to where they will offer malware that you can use. It's big business. There's actually some malware that we've been looking at that's run out of Russia. And basically what they will do is they will sell you malware for $3,000. They will give you command and control server to run your malware from. They'll provide you with detailed reporting and statistics on how well your malware is doing and how much money it's making for you. And they will also provide you with an exchange for the Bitcoin that you make from your malware. So think of it just like any other business. They, you know, many of these companies have customer service as well. And so this is where it's, you know, this is how hacking has evolved. But, you know, I just came back from a conference in Vegas called DEF CON, where they have a lot of great presentations on, you know, hackers. Of course, there are some bad hackers, but they talk about different exploits, and companies have decided to embrace a lot of hackers. We have these things called bug bounties, where companies will go out and they will offer rewards, bounties, for anybody who can find vulnerabilities on their network. And I think that's a lot more progressive than somebody waiting to be hacked by somebody else. Pay somebody who will tell you about your vulnerabilities. If you look at the Verizon breach report, the risk report, you'll see that a lot of companies have been informed that they've been infected with malware, or they've been compromised, or they have vulnerabilities. Their customers tell them. Their vendors tell them. And so it's important to engage people like that.
Okay, well, looks...
So, Jim, there's a point there, and the point is the individuals with intent to interfere with your business. It's no longer a multi-million dollar expense to do so.
Listen, we've got to go for a break. That's Dave giving me the heads up. Can you guys stick around for the last segment, too, please?
Sure.
Thank you so much. We'll be back with more ways to protect yourself from the bad guys out there after this. I know that Olivia's got a great question for me there. Song. Wanda, you just nailed it with all my favorite music. You aren't here in person, but you are in spirit. Wanda Miles, I love you. You're the best. It's really the Wanda Miles show with Jim Fried, I think. Anyway, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They've got the hot Audis down in Key West. Just about everything you can think of, and they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair. Oh, my gosh, I did it again. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful, lovely Jackie O wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Turn it up.
Today's program is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Remember as a teenager sleeping until noon or 1 p.m.? Now I can't sleep past 7 a.m. even on my days off. But hey, medical marijuana is legal and just about everywhere. I have no idea why I made this point. Well played, CBD gummies. Well played.
It's Jim Fried on 880 The Biz.
Oh my gosh, I'm just having so much fun here. I really am. Playing the music, having a good time with my friends. I just love doing this radio show. You know what else I love doing? I love helping people solve their problems. Got a real estate related problem? Give me a call. 305-773-6300. We'll talk it through. Maybe I can help. Maybe you know somebody else that can help. The number one thing is I'm here to help. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I'm doing a little shouting in at Facebook. I've got my niece watching. She just had a baby, so I love you, Ellie Bublik. You say hello to Gabriel Israel for me. You take care of that beautiful man. He's got a radio show waiting for him. All right, we're here with my good friend. You're so good, I'm blanking. Olivia Ramos, from the founder of Deep Blocks, cracking me up. We've got Andres Sani. Andres, introduce our guests so we can say thank you. We've only got a couple more minutes left. I want to make the biggest point possible. I want to talk about the number one thing somebody can do to protect themselves against cyber warfare. Andres, take it away. Introduce our guest, and then let me get my answer.
You got it, Jim. And once again, Professor Darren Hayes, cyber forensics, one of the leading experts in the country out of Pace University, and the CEO founder of Co-Detectives. When you're talking about the answer to your problems, talking with him, working with his group. When you're talking about real estate, commercial real estate data, come on and talk to CLE Collaborative, my group. But go ahead, Darren. Go ahead, Jim. And by the way, Jim, aren't you running for commissioner? This part of your spin, working with Darren on the cyber side?
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that on the radio show because I don't want to commit a campaign violation. So, yeah.
Oh, my, then I said it, and I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. People can look me up and Google me and find out everything that's going on in my life all the time. So what's the number one way I can protect myself against these people perpetrating cyber warfare on me? It's more common than people getting shot at. So how are we going to protect ourselves against this, Doctor?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of different things. I think you need to check out the settings on your phone. You need to make sure that, when possible, that your location services are turned off, your
always.
Bluetooth is turned off. Mm. Think about your social media profiles and how to limit access to certain people out there. There's many hackers on LinkedIn and many hackers who will send you links, and they look very reputable. They may work for a bank or real estate company and pose as an executive, and people forget about LinkedIn as being a weak spot because it's very easy to get access to somebody's information there. So think about that. Think about also your Facebook profile. Many people have their Facebook profile locked down. Maybe they work in the intelligence industry, but the hackers get through to that profile through the wife or through their child. And so that's important to think about as well. They're just some of the big things. You know, misinformation is something that somebody can think about as well, is, you know, putting out information about you to kind of muddy the water, so to speak, because people will try to profile you. Use different passwords for business versus your personal life, definitely. A longer password is always going to be a lot better than a short password. It just makes the computation and the brute force attacks a lot more difficult when somebody has a longer password. So they're just a few kind of things that I'd recommend.
Yeah, they're just going to hate me if they go after me. They did sort of get me, but not totally. They did sort of get me. I've had my identity stolen. I've had the IRS thing where they steal your tax return. I've had my bank account broken into. And I'm a guy that takes this seriously. You've already heard all the things that I do that are really excessive and off-the-grid things that people do to protect themselves, and I still get hacked. Andreas, you're one of the top tech guys I know. You got hacked. What kind of hack was that, Doctor? Was it a brute force hack? Do you guys know yet? I don't even know what that means.
I think that it's definitely still being researched. I mean, Andreas, you could speak better than I could about kind of where you are with that. But it's just very, very difficult to you know, mitigate all the risks out there.
Andreas, we only have a couple of minutes left. I'd like to use them so you could just announce, you know, what your firm is, what do you do, and how it adds value to folks.
Thanks, Jim. And again, as always, it's always great to come on, Talk Tech, Freedom Tech, and, you know, CRE Collaborative, i.e. CRE collaborators like myself, like you, like others. It's just a platform, a one-and-done platform for technology, a connected universe for the commercial real estate tech world where they can search for properties, they can hold their data, host their data, and then connect that data across their technology stack. And if you don't know what your technology stack is, great. We'll come in and help you put that together. And then, need be, when you need someone to come in and handle your cybersecurity, go talk to Professor Darren Hayes with Code Detectives or Olivia over there on the AI side. So it's a search one-and-done platform for commercial real estate and commercial real estate tech. Find us at Creco.ai or at CRE Collaborator if you're on Twitter. And that's where we are and what we do.
Well, listen.
As far as the hack, more news to come.
Okay, well, listen, I want to first of all thank everybody for joining us today and choosing to spend some of your valuable time with us. I want to give a shout out to all of our first responders. Andreas already tipped my hand on the things that I'm working on. Go check me out on the internet. You'll figure out what it is, and we'll start talking about it more on the radio show in a couple of weeks. Remember, our sponsors, I want to thank them, Creco AI, Carson Integrated, the Turkel Brands, Deep Blocks, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and again, I want to thank you, my listener. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet at me, at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. Oh my gosh, I can go on forever. If you missed today's show, it'll be replayed on Tuesday. We'll also be up on our webpage thanks to Carlson Integrated, freedombusiness.com. Remember, this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 AM next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, the person who wants to do something